Okay, good morning. We are starting, well, continuing Lamed Tet from Trefas with Se'if Bet. Okay, so right in Siman Aleph, we learned about that the Bedikas Hareya is Midin Torah, we don't need it. Midarabanan, it's a must for the Bedikas Hareya, at least for Sirchas, or just for Sirchas. Okay, so Bet says, Mishikara beten habehema v'kodem shetivdok haraya bakele vakuti v'natla. So you did the shechita, you're prepared to check for the lung like you're supposed to, but then something happened and it's gone. An animal, a dog, a nangshu, v'natla, and ran away with it v'halachlo, and it's gone. Harezo muteret. So we go back to the, it's not here anymore. Possible to check, so we go back to the din of the din daraisa. We go even midarabanan. We say after the evid, it's not here anymore. The Gemara says in Yud Aleph and Yud Bet, you only have to check if it's possible to check. If it's not here anymore, then you don't have to. That's an easy way to read the Gemara, and that's how kimat all the Rishonim, except for at least one, read the Gemara. Okay? And so that's the halacha. V'halachlo, at least according to the Shulchan Aruch. V'halachlo, v'harezo muteret. So you're allowed to eat the animal even though the lung is missing. V'ein omrim shema nekuva ostrucha haita. And we don't worry that maybe, we know it might have been a strucha or a nekev, but we don't worry about it. Because you go after the rove, and lechatchila, everyone is allowed to eat from it. Okay, and that's the din. As the Shach reiterates, the rov behemos bechezchas ksherosin, because the chazaka is that it's based on rov. But now, so after that, once you pass the chazaka and the rov, then all animals now are kosher, and the bedika seri is only mean the rabbanan. So, but that's once you did the shechita. Again, he reiterates what we already learned. Once it's shechted, it's becheskat heter omedet. Once you did the shechita and you checked the simanim, then it goes from becheskas iser to becheskas kashrus, and v'kol safek shel achar shechita talina lekula. Anytime you have a safek, then afterwards we go lekula. I know lemaisa when you read the, especially with the Rama, obviously it doesn't always seem like that, but okay, haga. Im nevda hareya. So there is one opinion. It's brought down in the Bir Grav Shim the Ravan. So there is one opinion in the Rishonim that's machmir. He says the Gemara says you have to only check if when it's possible to check, and if you don't need to, then you don't need to. But once that happened, once they made the din of checking for editors, really everyone agrees in the initial stages of. What's it called? The din, midaraisa, and so on. But then once Chazal said, now you have to check the Reya, then it became like, even bediyavid, it's not okay. And it's, as the Shach points out, one of the svaras behind it is, kedei lechazek divrehim. Because otherwise everyone's just gonna lose it on purpose. I mean, that's, I guess, one of the... and then, obviously, if it's treif b'diavad, then you're going to be extra careful not to lose it. Anyways, that's the svara of the yesh machmiri. Ve'ein, and so the Rama is quite machmir, although it depends. He says ve'ein lahati rak b'makom hefset gadol. So he follows this minority opinion lahalacha if there's no hefset meruba. But once there's a hefset meruba, then you're not. Then you have to follow. Then. If there's no hefsed meruba, then it's give it a din as a treifa. Oh, another way to be mekel. So we said hefsed gadol, or gediyim utlayim v'chayot she'ein sirchot mitzuyin behem. Or if we know you have with kids and lambs, I'm not sure. Before we had it, it was 30 days. I'm not sure exactly what the cutoff is, a year or 30 days, but whatever it is, if it's a case, and it really depends on the metzias. If you're dealing with animals that that sirchos are not common, so then he'd be mekel. But since reya, a sircha and a reya is so common, so that, once it's older, so then we're not, then we have to be machmer according to this opinion. Okay, let's go to Gimel. Si'if Gimel. Bagoy o Yisrael, v'hotzi areya kodem shetivdok, veri b'kayemet, novchin ota. So here, a little similar, it's a little in between case from Aleph and Bet, is you, so just to clarify, there's bedikas pnim and bedikas chutz. The first thing, and generally it's done by two different, in the slaughterhouses, it's done by two different shochtim or bodeks, it's called. So it's done by two different people. So the first guy does the bedikas pnim. That's basically a blind bedika. You open up the animal and you reach in with your hand and you feel all around. And basically they're massaging, or I don't know if that's the best word, but they're basically massaging or rubbing their hands around each one of the lobes. And it's basically doing this basically with your eyes closed. You can't really see what you're doing. And you're feeling all around each one of the lobes for sirchas, adhesions, things that are connecting from one lobe to another lobe, or the lobe to the wall or the rib cage, and that's what you're feeling for. And then that's bedikas panim. Afterwards, bedikas chutz is now you take the lung out, and then you're looking at it, or you're blowing it up, or you're whatever tests you need to do. And generally, we don't do tests. Again, we learned, we don't do tests that are necessary in Mikar Adin, but that's, okay, so that's the difference between the two different batikas. And I'll just point out, as we're about to get to it, and I don't think I said this, when you're checking, there's just an interesting, by the Inuta de Varda, that small rose-shaped lobe right in the middle, it has a little kis, a sac around it. And one of the things they check is when they feel in there, the sac has an opening. So you can reach your fingers in there, and you kind of like pull it out of the sac, feel it, and then put it back in. That's just, whatever, part of their checking. I just mentioned that because we're going to get to the kis. I'll explain more soon. There's a kis of the heart, and that's the pericardium, and that's a completely from all sides. There's no opening. Okay, so let's continue. So here, the goy or Yisrael, doesn't matter, someone, before doing bedikas panim, cut it and took it out of the body. So, okay, so now, so what do? So you can't check if there's a sircha connecting from, let's say, one of the lobes, if it's connecting to a rib cage, for example, or to the heart, or whatever it is, you can't see. Because it's already, whatever the case is, it's already been taken out. So you still do what you can do. So you still, so if in the Taz writes, in Beis, he says, so you're going to put it in Mayim Poshrim and check it for holes, or check it, yeah, for holes. But he says, Ledidan ain't takana. He says, since Ledidan, this is referring to, I believe, the Ramah, and not a case of Hefsid Maruba. So then he says, it's too late. Since the Ramah holds, if it's not a case of Hefsed Meruba and you didn't do a Bedikas Panim, then we call it a Trefa. So that was the Chumrah of the Ramah. And so, this Si'if of Gimel, it works for the Shulchan Aruch and it works for the Ramah Behefsed Meruba. Otherwise, it doesn't help. And, there's a machloket on the Taz, the halacha, and the Prima Gadim has it as a tzarachim. All right, the halacha for Ashkenazim. Anyways, you do what you still could do. Even though you didn't check from the inside, now it's outside, you blow it up and you check what you could do. That's Si'if Gimel. Si'if Dalet. Una hasrucha le'una. Now, if you have an adhesion, basically it's kind of like a material, kind of like a membrane, and it's connecting, it's an adhesion, it's connecting. It goes from one lobe to another lobe, or le'uma, or one of the bigger lower lobes, right? Yeah, the upper, we'll call it five unas, or six, and two lower, the bigger ones, the umas. Bein Srucha me'at bein srucha kula. Now, you can have like a one line sircha adhesion, or it can be like a whole wall adhesion, like a long continuous, one very long, wide, continuous sircha. Okay, either way, if it's shelo kesidran trefa, if it's out of order, if it's not in line, like every lobe is basically lying and touching each other in its normal order, right? You look at a lung and they're all, especially when they're deflated, they're all together, or they're all, one's on top of the other. You have three on the right and then the lower one and whatever. As long as everything is in its proper order and the sircha is right next to the one that's right next to it, so then that's kesidran. This case of shelo kesidran is anything that's not kesidran. Kesidran is kshera, and if it's, let's say you're going from the top lobe to the bottom lobe, or it skips a lobe and it jumps around, or it goes, so that would be shelo kesidran. Afilo belo bedika. So if it's in order, you don't have to check anything. It's kosher. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what kind of sircha, it's kosher. Mihu, im badku avanimsa nekev sham trefa. But if you checked and there's air coming out, there's a hole, then for sure it's a trefa, right? Okay, sircha is just because there might have been a hole, there might become a hole, but if there's an actual hole and game over, that's for sure what a trefa is. Ve'ein nikra kesidran elak b'shtayim zu eitzel zu. Now, what is kesidran? It's when you have the two that are near each other. Mechitoch shel zu lechitoch shel zu. Chitoch just means the separation. We had this in between each lobe. There's a airspace or whatever. There's a I don't know, as it goes from the space in between each lobe, chitoch. Right? If it's spread it out, you blow it up, you can see on the pictures. It's the area in between every lobe, that's the chitoch. Afilu hi be'alachson, even if the adhesion doesn't go straight up or down, it goes at an angle. Still, it's okay. Afilu yesh ba pilush, even if there's an opening. In other words, let's say you have two sirchas, and then you can put your finger in between the two sirchas. Or it's like a whole wall of a sircha, but there's a hole, and you can put your finger right between it. It doesn't matter. It's kesidran, it's okay. Ava, and that's only if it's going in between the two lobes, where the in-between ends meet each other. Ava migaba shelzo, legaba shelzo, but if it's on the side of the lobe, and so basically the side of the lobe is facing the rib cage. So then, if it goes from the back or the side of the lobe onto another side of the lobe, they're not normally touching over there. So that's migaba lagaba. So that's a case of shelo kesidran, or afilu mechituch lagav, or mishipule lishipule, or it goes from the end of the end, or mishipule chituch, or if the sircha goes from the end to the area that's in between the lobes, or afilu michuda shelzo lechuda shelzo, the very tip at the very end of the lobe, it looks a little bit like a tip or like an arrow shape. If it goes from edge to edge, again, that's similar to shipuli to shipuli. She'etzla, or afilu michuda shelzo lechituch shelzo, if it goes from the edge tip, the side tip, all the way to the middle, she'etzla, that's next to it, nikra shelo kesidran. So these are all the cases when the sircha can make it a trefa. Okay, haga. V'yesh amrim, generally a sircha does make it a trefa, it just depends how you define what a sircha is. Okay, haga, v'yesh amrim, da'afilu be'kesidran sarich bedika she'ein nekev bereya. And the Ramah says, even... some say you have to, even if it's kesidran, you still need to do a bedika. U'miachar she'ein anu bekin bebedika. So therefore, we're not bekin in doing a bedika. So kol makom dika reusa, whenever there's a problem, yesh lahatrif kol sircha. So then it doesn't help to do a bedika. And then whenever there's a reason to think that there's a problem over here, reusa, so then we have to say it's a trefa. V'yesh omrim lehachshira im mi'ikar ha'unos ad chetzian. So the Rama Well, let me just finish. Well, let me just explain. So then he says, wait a second. There's also a chiluk where, so right now we're saying a sircha in between the lobes is a problem. The Shulchan Aruch said it's not a problem. Then the Rama quoted the opinion that it is a problem. Then he says, wait, within this, and make a difference, when you get each lobe, it's connected to the middle of the lung. Right? Basically where the trachea goes, it continues, and that's the middle of the lobe, the middle of the lung. Each lobe comes out, it's connected to the lung through that middle spine, right? This of the lung. So you measure from, you know, this the whole width of the lobe, each lobe, and half of the closer half to the middle of the lung, then he agrees with the Shulchan Aruch. That's what he's saying, Mi'ikar Unos, where it starts coming, the stem of the Unos, Ad Chetzian, up until halfway, Afilu Mefulash, even if there is a Mefulash, because then when you're able to put your hole in there, what makes a Mefulash a little bit worse, conceptually, why a Mefulash might be worse, is because whenever you're having a Sircha, let's say you have a thick, long Sircha, not just one little line, so as long as it comes from the stem, so then it's always considered to be more natural. That's how the body grows. But if you just have a random sircha far away, then that's what's not so normal and natural, and that might have been because of a hole was created. So once you get into cases of mafulash, there's always the chashash that maybe it's not connected to the original stem, which is more normal growth. It's happened from a maka, from a hole. Okay, but... Okay, so yeah, feel mafulash is not a problem. That's just the havamina. And so the minag is to be machshir all sirchas that are within the first half, as long as it's kesidran. Ki hay bechesidran, and we call that kesidran. V'chen im yesh kamin krum bein una leuna. It looks like you have a whole membrane, like a giant sircha. It's a whole membrane connecting one una to another una. O bein uma leuna kesidran. Yotze mi'ikaro ad emtzaito ein lahatrif derechu lihimatzekach. It's normal. And then he continues, and what he's saying over here, again, the Shach spells it out a little bit. We just said you only can have, the only time we're not worried about sirchas is it's kesidran, and the Rama said, at the end of the day, I'm saying within the first half that's close to the stem. But then he says even more. He says, So before I said, and if it's on the outer half, it's a problem, and you can't even do bedikas, that's it, it's a trefa. But he says, if it's continuous, and it starts in this from the stem, even covers the entire in-between, the whole chituch, the whole in-between, the whole length, all the way to the end, it's still okay, because it's connected to the stem. But if it'd be a mefulash, if it'd be a break in that sircha or adhesion, then, if there's a break and part of this further half is on the second half, then that'll be a trefa. Ve'in ze sircha, we don't call this case as a sircha. Ve'in derech krum ze limitzo ela bein una launa. Now this idea that it's one long membrane continuing from the stem and it's normal and it's a kshera, even without doing a medika. So then that's if it's between an una to an una, or bein una la uma, or even the una and uma that are touching each other. Avalo b'shar makomos, not in other places. V'im nimtza b'shar makom eino ela sircha. And if you find it somewhere else, even if it's coming from the stem, let's say on the gav, on one of the, you know, the flat surfaces, when you're looking at the lung. V'kom makom she'asircha k'shera, and whenever a sircha's k'shera, Af im yesh sircha teluya ba beota nesirchos v'u nikra sircha kfula kasher. Okay, so what is this? This is, just to get a little more complicated, you can have a sircha on a sircha. You can have a normal sircha, we explained, is generally a connection, a connecting adhesion that adheres from one surface to another. And it could be one little thin line, or it could be more of a plain. And on this sircha that's connected from one lobe to another, you can have another sircha that's, let's say, he called it a sircha tuya, another sircha that's hanging off of that sircha. So let's, for an example, let's say, if it helps conceptually, just like you have a U, you can have, basically, you can have a line coming out at the bottom, like a kind of like a Y. You can hence a U would be just one sircha moving from one lobe to another, and then off of that U, you could turn that into the letter Y, and you have an extra sircha, an extra something hanging out. That's what the sircha kafula is, and that's not a problem. If the sircha is okay, then a sircha kafula, this extra, is not a problem. Okay. All right, let's go to hey. What time is it? Okay. Im nistavik im hi begavo bechituch. Now you're not sure where it is. Is it inserted? Is it coming out of the gav or in between? So what do you do? Kshenovchin ota har ben yireh shehi bechituch, ukshein ovchin ota kol kach yireh tesircha shehi bechutz. So you blow it up. There's two ways to blow it up. You can blow it up really hard, inflate it as much as you can, keep blowing in there. Maybe overinflate it, whatever. So does it go by that? Or you can just blow it up a little bit. And maybe the way the animal, again, it's hard to know exactly how much the animal inflated it when it was alive, but you can do it, inflate it a little bit. And so it's unclear what the animal did, and it's unclear what the halacha is, which nefiha is more koveya than the next. So then he says like this, so you're not sure. So in one way, the sircha, it's bechituch kesidran. In the other case, it's not kesidran. So what's the halacha? It's a din d'oraisa, it's a safek. Halacha is kshera. Because, as the Taz points out, azlinan batar rov behemos ksheros. The animals, we said, already have a chazaka that it's kasher. So once it's kasher, it doesn't lose it. And that's, he quotes that from the Beis Yosef and the Rashba. And let's see if we do one more. Vav. Is it a short one? Let's just do this one. Inuta Davarda, akol makom shetisrach trefa. This Inuna Davarda that we just spoke about, that it's in this open sack, if there's a sircha anywhere around it, it's a problem. So that's one of the things they check. Afilu kishila, even its kis. Afilu kula nidbeket lo. Even if it's all attached. V'u'adin l'kol yitras t'kolhecha d'sricha trefa. And anytime you have an extra lobe. So we learned the minimum, correct, normal number of lobes. You have an extra lobe. A sircha can make it a trefa. Right? Kol mosif gareya. Having extra is not always a good thing. And so here, now it's another lobe you have to worry about. You can't. It's not that the original sircha is on any of the original lobes, normal or extra, makes it a trefa. Haga. Mio ima vardin beket lamata b'shoreh shela ima kishela yesh lachshir dainu rebiteo. But if it's coming out of the stem, or it's normal, and that's its normal growth, and shimush is always good to know what's normal, is needed, but that wouldn't be a problem.